I reach the daily fast. And that's one of the most beautiful mechanism that you guys have, because it protects you. And, you know, you reach a certain amount of loss and that's it. Go and do something else for that day. Tomorrow is the next day. You have like 12,000 shares that you can trade on your platforms. Every day there will be an opportunity. So tomorrow is another day. So that's, I'm very happy with the futures that you guys have. And also that futures protects you, but it's not working against you. It's working with you.
You're listening to Trade the Pool on audio.
Welcome to another funded trader of Trade the Pool. Today, Henry is with me, a new funded trader, been trading 25K of buying power. Let's pick your brain. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for inviting me.
For sure. You know, you said before the recording, you said you watched a bunch of the previous videos of the funded traders. Tell me, let's start with that. Tell me, what did you learn from it, you know?
I learned that a bunch of traders, not only me, we are struggling with the same, let's say, things, which is basically psychology, risk management, and timing of the market. That's what I could learn from it. And I also learned that a lot of them, they know what they're doing. So they have a strategy. And even though you post the strategy on the cover of a New York Times, for example, it's up to you to combine all those factors to make the strategy work. The human factor is the one that basically determines if you become a successful trader or not. And I can say that from experience myself and also listening to other funded traders.
So, how do we deal with it? I mean, us as human, we make so many mistakes along the way, the decision making. How do we tackle this? What do you do in the last few years that you've been trading?
Well, I had $1.2 million combined funded account with futures trading. Mm. And when you have that much buying power, it gets to your head and you're like, okay, let me take risk. And then eventually I lost that account. So what I learned is you have to be trading scared. You know, you have to trade protecting capital. You have to trade also with a sense of, okay, capital protection will go before anything else. And you have to put risk management on number one, because this space is so volatile. Yeah. Trump says something and then the market changes completely. It goes against you in ways that you even can imagine. For example, I was trading yesterday and there was a stock, AT&F, if I'm correct, mm-hmm. and another stock that went 600% up in one hour, in like how, you know? And then you have to go and investigate what makes the stock going up and what is basically the bias behind this movement. So I am mostly, when it comes to stock, a short seller. So I got squeezed in some of those, in those movements. But you have to take back and tell, like, okay, I'm allowed to only lose $100. And for every trader that has different size of funding account can be different, but you have to set a limit. And then that's the limit. And then no trading anymore. Shut down the computer. Yeah. And, you know, that's how you evolve. And take your profit when you can, because a lot of traders run away from profit. We have to take a profit. If you are in profit, put your trade in a positive stop loss. Take your profit. So that's basically also very important.
Yeah, you said a few very important things. Obviously, it's kind of hard, you know, especially when you're trading and you're down for the day, to close all positions and to close your computer for the day. It's super hard to execute that on a human level, right? This is why I really love the fact that you do have the daily pause when we protect you and close your positions no matter what. And that's it. We're telling you. You're done for today. You need to take a break, right? Did you ever hit your
that's daily, a fantastic daily pause? Most definitely. Yesterday, I reached my daily pause because I purchased more funded trials at your company. So my goal is to get $500,000 in buying power. I'm trying to get there. It's going to be maybe a road of a few months, but, you know, slowly I will get there. So that's my goal. But definitely yesterday on all my account, even on my funded account, on my trials account, I reached the daily pass. And that's one of the most beautiful mechanism that you guys have, because it protects you. And, you know, you reach a certain amount of loss and that's it. Go and do something else for that day. Tomorrow is the next day. You have like 12,000 shares that you can trade on your platforms. Every day there will be an opportunity. So tomorrow is another day. So I'm very happy with the futures that you guys have. And also that futures protects you, but it's not working against you. It's working with you.
Yeah, that's for sure. Most of our traders say exactly the same thing. When you're using the daily pause as a benefit and not as something that as a barrier, basically. And exactly. And you did mention something that I want to go back to. You know, you said you're mostly short seller, right? And exactly. Sometimes you have those squeeze. How do you manage the risk when it comes to that? You know, you're in a position, all of a sudden the stock started to shoot up. How do you handle it?
So unfortunately, when you know, you never know when it's the top. So there is not an ending to some stocks. Like some stock can go up even 1,000%. I haven't seen it yet in my trading career, specifically on stocks. But what I do is, okay, if the stock goes $100 against me, I know that I can be wrong 5 times in a day. So I try to be wrong 1 or 2 times. And if I'm wrong 1 or 2 times and I see the stock keep going up, I wait until the market is closed, and then I wait to see if there is any sign of weakness. But maybe I already took a loss, but the loss has to be a maximum of $200 or $300 in a day, no more than that. It has to be a loss that I can recover in 1 or 2 trades. So I try to do it like that. But even though I am experienced, I still struggle with psychology and risk management, because you know, the human nature, the greed is in all human, is inherent to you as a human being. And yeah. I admire people that have that very well under control. So it's something that you have to be very mechanical about it. I lost $200. It's okay for the day. Go and do something else.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll look at your chart in a second. And this is something interesting, yes. Your stats and the chart, the way it's, you're balanced basically chart. So it's interesting to watch it. And let's talk, before jumping into that, I wanted to ask you about the 25K that you trade in with the buying power of $25,000. Is that something that you used to trade on your own personal account, or it was something, you know, big for you or smaller for you compared to, like, talking about the psychology aspect of trading that sum?
Well, on my own personal account, I started with $4,000, $4,700. I am in that account in a loss, not a lot, but, you know, it's recoverable. But it's another perspective when you have $25,000, when it's not your money, mm-hmm. and when you have to adhere to some rules. So it does change the way you trade, because you know that there are parameters set and you need to keep on those parameters and these rules. So if it will have impact on how you trade and how you look at it. So the buying power, it's sufficient. 25K is sufficient to you know, to make money in the market. I don't think you need more than that. I think that 25K is enough. You just need to be disciplined about your trades, take profit when you have them. You know, the markets give you profit, take it. So 25,000 is as, you know, a starting capital. That's amazing. That's enough for me.
Amazing. So let's jump into the chart and let's see your hub. For those who are not familiar, every trader gets his own hub, and you can track your stats and the progress. Let's have a look at what you did here. So trading the 25K flex, meaning unlimited time to pass the evaluation. So you can take your time. You don't need to rush, not hit a home run or swing for the fences. You can just take your time and build that buffer and continue to trade until you reach the profit. The profit was at least the profit target is 1,500, 6%. You actually traded a little bit more than that. We'll talk about it in a second. Max loss, daily pause of 500, which is fairly strong, give you enough flexibility, right?
Yes, true.
And this is the chart. So let's walk me through it a little bit, right? Because you had a nice pull to the downside, actually, and then a strong upside, another pullback, and then you found your rhythm very nice and steady. Tell me a little bit about the evaluation here.
Yeah, so although I'm experienced, I've been trading stock for only 6 months. So I got introduced by a friend, which I then introduced to Trade the Pool again. And I told him, like, you should try to trade the pool. And if I'm correct, he will be passing his account today. He's an amazing trader. And thanks to him, I found, yes, it's a very amazing trader. But thanks to him, I found stocks. So when I start trading with Trade the Pool, the first thing that I had to adapt was the software. I had a little bit of difficulty finding my way into the software. Okay, how do I put a stop loss? How do I put a take profit? I enter a trade, but how do I put that? I didn't find it like when you start trading with it, like, okay, this is how you do it immediately. After a while, I start punching and clicking on the on the trades, and then I saw that I could put my stop loss and my take profit. And then I thought, okay, so this is how you do it. So I had to get used to the trading software that you guys provide us to trade with, which is an amazing trading software because it works like a charm. And I had a trader went against me. And because I didn't know how to modify it or to close it at that time, that you know, my daily stop loss protected me from having more catastrophic, let's say, consequences on the trading account. And then I traded, and then I had a moment where a stock squeezed me out. So I really got squeezed. That's how it is. And then after that, I reevaluated my entries. I reevaluated the stocks that I took. I saw my mistakes, and I adapted to correct the mistakes. That's why you then see the slope going steadily up. And I also have to keep in mind the 10 cents rule, because I had the account has a much more profit than it shows on the screen, because your screen shows the profit that adheres to the rules, and right. In the background of the software you see the profit that you have, so it has much more profit. But it's because there were trades that I was evaluating, I was following them, and then I saw, okay, this trade is not going to go the way that I thought it should go because it's taking too long, then I close it in profit.
That's a good point to mention. When you sign to Trade Pool, when the first you onboard to Trade Pool, you actually get 14 days free trial with live data that you can practice in order to learn about the platform, how to use it. And of course, we have A to Z tutorials that covers literally everything. So you can either go by just playing with the platform as you did, you know, just back and forth a little bit, play some orders, see how you place your stop loss and such. Or you can go and learn from the videos, the tutorials. You got those 14 days free trial. And generally speaking, I always say, start with the small. We have a 5K account, right? It's not a lot of money,
yeah.
Like the $5,000. It's not a lot to make money in the market. But the evaluation is only 47 or 59, depends on the program. So it's easy to start with that. So even if you're making a mistake, learn on the 5K. Once you understand what you're doing and how you operate, it's much easier for you to go for the 25 or 50. That depends on your skill, basically, or whatever you like to trade. It's because you mostly, in most cases, you're trading those small caps, right? And as you said, shorting them.
Yes, that should be definitely enough to take positions in the market. It's enough buying power to do what you need to do.
87 short trades compared to 4 on the long side. That's insane. And almost five hours of holding. That's interesting to see. As a day trader, this is pretty long compared to most traders that I saw.
Yes, and that's because we were talking about the timing of the market, right? So you sometimes the market goes, what you see is a stock going maybe up around 12 p.m. or 1 p.m., the stock goes down, right? And then at maybe at the end of the trading session, you see the stock going up again, right? So I wait until basically the market close, and then I enter my position. So what happens is that because I enter the position in the aftermarket, I always wait before the aftermarket close before I close my position. So that's why, or I have a position in the aftermarket, which I hold until 4 p.m. in the morning. Then I wake up 4 p.m. in the morning. I close the position or I evaluate it, or I decide, okay, I'm going to hold it until the market's open or not. So this week, that was not a great move because one of those stocks squeezed at the open. But I tried to close the position within a window of 4 to 5 hours.
And let's dive into that just a little bit, because it's super interesting. Not a lot of our traders trade in that way. You know, most of them are trading intraday, pre-market. But you, as you mentioned, you're taking positions after market close and then hold it for the next day, basically. What are the rules that you follow when it comes to, you know, you open the next day? How do you know if you're going to take your profit or you're going to close the position? How do you handle the position on that level?
Well, I learned that you have the rule, right? The 10 cents, or we call it 10 ticks, right?
Yeah.
Rule, a trader. If I already am in profit before the market close, or before the market's open, I am very eager to take the profit. So I watch, I analyze the candle. If I see that there is like the price is coming in a support area and it might retrace, I always try to take profit before that happens. So basically, I have to keep analyzing the chart, what happens during the close of the market or the opening of the market. And if I see that the price is going up, the volume is going up, then I know, okay, I have to get out of this trade. I have to close my position. And sometimes you don't even get a chance, because sometimes the stocks goes open on the first minute that the market's open. And then, you know, you can do nothing about it. You just have to take the loss and then learn from that when you are in profit, to take profit. So what I'm trying to do is taking my losses earlier. So if I see that I'm $100, $80 in loss, and I see that the chart is telling me that the stock is not going to go in the direction that I hope, close the trade and go to another trade. Or take your profit if you are in profit and go to another trade. So I try to trade scare. It's something that I have to learn, but I am implementing it into my trade.
Yeah, that's amazing, because as you just mentioned, we are always learning from what we are doing. So when you trade in, you analyze your trades, you understand what you're doing good and what you're not doing so well. And from that, you're starting to adapt and progress, right?
True.
Amazing. So first of all, again, thanks for coming and sharing all the knowledge. It's incredible. We talked about it before I clicked the record button. It's amazing if you guys at home, you know, you trade in a month, 2 months, 6 months, even 2 years or so, listening to someone else that doing it, proved himself, right? Show you that he can make money. That's incredible to just listen and learn from. And something that I didn't experience when I started to trade a while ago. And it's amazing that we have the opportunity to actually share that together with everyone. So thanks again for sharing that.
You're most welcome. Yeah.
All right. Guys at home, go check us out at traderpool.com and we'll be in touch. See you on the next video. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Trade the Pool on audio. Visit us at tradethepool.com and see if you have what it takes to become a funded trader. That's www.tradethepool.com.